Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And that being said, friend, I want you to know Him as your Savior. That being said, friend, Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what Luke 19 tells us. And if you started the day lost, if you started the day all wrong by the grace of God, thank God, by the grace of God, you can end up with it being all right. Well, we're excited about the message God has laid on my heart, the song that we picked out from Debbie to sing. My, I hope it's all a blessing to you, and more than that, I hope it brings glory to God. My. It's all about Him, isn't it? It's all about Him. It's from Him, to Him, and for Him, the Word of God says. I've opened my Bible back up to the book of Romans, chapter 4, and I'll be reading on into chapter 5 like I did last week, and I'm gonna do a second part of that message that I preached last week. The title of the message last week is, We Have a Man in Glory, and I'm going to preach today because we have a man in glory. My, what a wonderful thing it is to know that Jesus not only died for our sins, but He lives for us. He not only died to save us, but He lives to keep us safe. We have some benefits, friend. We have some marvelous benefits from that fact that we're going to look at, well, I don't know, a few of them today, depending on the time that we have, depending on how the Holy Spirit leads me, we're going to look and see what Paul wrote to the Roman believers in this book of Romans, chapter 4, chapter 5. So if you can read along with us, I encourage you to get your Bible, open it up to chapter 4. I'm going to begin reading, I don't know, down there along about verse 23, 24, and read on into verse 2, probably of chapter 5 of the book of Romans. But right now, Deb's got one of my favorite songs she's going to do for us. The title of it is, I've Got It All. And friend, if you've got Christ, you've got it all. Amen. Well, if you enjoy the song, I know you will. I'll be back when she's done with the message.
Came and overjoyed.
Don't you just love that, friend? I do. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wonderful song. Never will forget the first time I heard it. My. Wasn't sure about it, but as I kept listening and listening to the message of it, well, it's become one of my favorites. One of my favorites that my beloved has done. Well, I told you, looking in the book of Romans chapter 4, I'm going to begin reading in verse 24 and down through chapter 5, at least verse 2. The Word of God says this: "But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead." Now, Paul was telling us something here in the fourth chapter of the book of Romans about how that Abraham, the father of the Jews and the father of all of us that believe, how that he was justified. He was justified not by the works that he did, but by the faith that he evidenced in the works that he did. God said, and the Bible said, Abraham believed and was imputed or counted to him or put on his account for righteousness. And that's the way we get the righteousness from God that we cannot muster or manifest or develop. We get it the same way that Abraham did before the law, when he was still in uncircumcision. When God spoke, Abraham believed and he acted just like he believed what God had said. Now, listen to the latter part of that verse again. Jesus Christ, that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead. Now watch. Who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. I want to say glory to God about that. Friend, I'm telling you, we've got a man in glory. We have a man in glory, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is the propitiation for all mankind. Only those in reality, though, who put their faith in Him and trust in Him. But potentially, Jesus died, was buried, and came out from among the dead so that all mankind can be saved if they choose to be. But it's only especially to those who believe. Friend, the potential of Christ in His death, burial, and the resurrection, the potential of the suffering that that He endured, the death that He died, potentially His death, the shedding of His blood, friend, was efficient and sufficient for all mankind, but it's only effective on those who put their trust in Christ, who those repent of their sin and say by faith, I trust Christ as our Savior. But listen, when Jesus died, when He was buried, and when He arose, friend, it didn't stop there. I know in John 19 and 30 He said, it is finished, but I'll tell you, a new work for Him had just begun. This man, Jesus Christ, that after 40 days of appearing to those who He knew. We have a record of those in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I don't have time to turn there and read them to you. He appeared to one individual at a time, and as many as 500 in one setting on another occasion. But the Bible tells us in the book of Acts chapter 1 that He did many infallible proofs that He was the resurrected Christ, that He was the same man that went down into a borrowed tomb with prints in His hands and in His feet, a nail-pierced side. Thank God He was the same man that came up on the third and appointed morning according to the Scripture so that we might be justified. And listen to me, friend. He ascended back to the right hand of the Father. He's seated there today. We've got a man in glory. We've got a mediator between God and men, the man Jesus Christ. We've got a paraclete up there. We've got an advocate according to 1 John 2 and 1. That's what the word paraclete is in the Greek, I believe. A lawyer, if you will, a go-between, somebody to complete our case. And He's a high priest, glory to God, made after the order of Melchizedek, made after the order of an endless life. And listen, sir, listen, ma'am, to the Word of God, listen to the Spirit of God. I'm here to tell you, as long as Christ lives, so shall we. Thank God, if we put our trust in Him, if we've deposited our soul to Him for safekeeping, we got to be as persuaded as Paul was when he said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have delivered unto him. Thank God, listen, he that hath begun a good work in you shall perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 1 and 6 tells us, and I'm here to tell you by the authority of the Word of God, that we've got somebody that knows us, somebody that understands us, somebody that was like us, is like us, somebody that died for us. Yes, He did. He died for our offenses, for my sin, for your sin, the sin of all the world. But thank God He didn't stay dead. He died to satisfy God's claim. He died to satisfy God's demand of righteousness and holiness. But thank God He came out from among the dead so that you and I might be justified in glory. We can be justified forever. That's what the Word of God teaches. But look, what Paul goes on to say in chapter 5. He said, therefore, boy, I like that, don't you? You know what Paul was saying? Paul was saying, now in light of that which has just been said, I got something else to tell you. They tell me when you get to a therefore in the Word of God, you got to stop and see what it's there for. Hey, therefore, somebody said, is like a revolving door. Once you get there, you got to go back and see what got you there. That's what I've been told, and I like that. Therefore, Paul is summing up something. He is saying, in light of the fact that Jesus died for us, in light of the fact that Jesus lives for us, thank God, we've got some benefits from that. I like that. Now listen. If we were to go down through here and count everything that I think we could count as a benefit here that Paul records under the inspiration of the Spirit of God in chapter 5 of the book of Romans, we could probably come up with at least 12, a dozen of them. Isn't that something? Mine, I'm only going to briefly look at a couple of them. Matter of fact, three or four of them. I just want to see what Paul had to say, and I imagine he's stirred up. By the time, bless God, he got through with looking to the history of Abraham, by the time that he got to reminiscing and thinking about and recalling the fact of the power of faith through grace in his own life, in the life of his great spiritual ancestor, and even his natural ancestor of Hebrew posterity. No doubt in my mind, the Apostle Paul, thank God, was fired up. I believe he was stirred up when he said, hey, therefore, I want you to listen. He said, therefore, being justified, and watch this now, it's by faith. Do you know anything and everything that we have from God Almighty is by faith? And may I say something? We here on this side of Calvary look back to the day that God's only begotten Son, Mary's virgin-born Son, was suspended between the heaven and the earth on a cross that was rightly mine, and on a cross that was rightly yours. When God laid upon Him my sin and your sin and the sin of all the world, according to the book of Isaiah 53 and 6, according to the book of 1 Timothy or Peter chapter 2 verse 24, and even others that I could mention, like 2 Corinthians 5:17, and still others, friend, listen, He died for us. He died as us, thank God. But hallelujah, He didn't stay dead. And as we look back at that, we don't look back just at the event. We don't look back, bless God, just at Christ dying. Thank God, listen, we look back at the Christ that died. Thank God, but He's not dead, but He's living. We don't look just at the event. The event was significant. The event was life-changing. The event affects my eternity and your eternity. But listen, the only way to be justified, the only way to be right with God, the only way to find access to God is through Jesus Christ. The only way to have a right standing before God is by faith in Jesus Christ. But I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, You sir, you man, you may be steeped in sin. You may be a captive of sin. But oh, if you put that faith that God has put in your heart in Jesus Christ and the work He did at Calvary, I'm telling you, you can be just with God. Now you say, preacher, what's it mean to be justified? Well, I'm going to give you the simplest definition of justification that I know, and most people know it. It's not hard to figure it out. The word justification kind of is a dead giveaway, just as if I had not sinned. But now let me give you one more that's a little academic. Let me give you one more that goes a little deeper and a little broader. Let me give you one more that kind of gives the truth of it, bless God, in a remarkable way. Justification means that it is a judicial act. Now listen to this. It is a judicial act of God, whereby, in light of what His Son Jesus did at Calvary, He is able to declare, and I didn't say make, but I said to declare the believing sinner just in His sight. Isn't that something? Or righteous in His sight, I should say. I'm giving that by memory, by the way. But oh, it's a judicial act by God. In light of what Jesus did, in light of the actions He took at Calvary in becoming my substitute and your substitute, God, friend, listen, saw His holiness and the just demands of a holy law satisfied. Therefore, that holy God, listen, found a way, saw a means in Jesus Christ whereby a holy God and a believing sinner could come together. I say glory, hallelujah. Listen, I may not be righteous, and I'm not, and you're not either, but I've been declared righteous by the grace of God. Now, let me give you the last part of that definition. God is not only able to declare those of us who have put our faith in the work that Christ did at Calvary, though He is not only able to declare us just, He does it while we still are in a sinning state. Isn't that amazing? There's nobody righteous, no, not one. I bless God, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. I mean, those are just some passages that the Word of God gives us. Therefore, friend, we need Jesus, bless God, to make intercession for us continually. We need Him to maintain, bless God, what we couldn't provide and what we cannot sustain. We need that man in glory. And because we have that man in glory, we have been declared righteous in the sight of God. He doesn't stop there, but He goes on to say, therefore, being justified by faith, bless God, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Man, I like that. I really like that. I'm going to give you a definition. I'm going to give you a definition, friend, of peace that I got off of an app on my phone. And he said this. He said the peace that Paul's talking about is the peace of Christianity. He said it's that tranquil state of a soul. Listen to this now. That tranquil state of a soul that is assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God and content with its earthly life. Talking about a Christian of whatsoever sort that is. Thank God, I'm glad to know, friend, that I've got peace with God. I used to be His enemy. I used to have enmity against God. But all the Bible says that we, bless God, have been reconciled to God through the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as long as Jesus lives, friend, and He lives forever, and He's a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, or after the order of an endless life. Thank God, as long as he lives, I'll have that right peace with God Almighty. I'll have that peace of heart that goes beyond understanding and that goes beyond explanation. It's amazing how time passes so quick when I preach on this radio program. But he said, by whom? Listen, by Christ Jesus. That's the whom there. Refers back to the latter part of verse 1. Our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom? Now listen to this. I want to shout right now. Not like I haven't wanted to shout all morning yet, but thank God we have access. We have access. Listen now. We have access by faith. There's that word again. Access by faith. By faith. By faith into this grace wherein we stand. Oh, what a great phrase that is. Oh, we can go to God Almighty. We can come before Him that is, that was, that always shall be. We can have an audience with the great I Am That I Am. We can enter into the throne room of heaven. And according to Paul's writing in the book of Hebrews 4:16, I believe it is, we can even come boldly. You say, why, preacher? Because we've been declared righteous. Because we've been justified. Now get it? By faith. Now I want to emphasize something here. He says we have in verse 1. And he said we have in verse 2. It's not something, bless God, that we got to wait on, but it's something we've got right now. Anybody and everybody that's put their faith and trust in Christ, listen now, friend, we've been justified or declared righteous by Almighty God. It's been put to our account. I mean, and we're to reckon ourselves that way. And we have access, bless God, to God. And we do that by faith. Wherein we stand. Now let me say something, boy. There's a whole message on the standing of the believer and the state of the believer. But listen to what Paul said. We have access by grace or by faith into this grace, that unmerited favor that God has bestowed upon us. Bless God, I believe grace is not only a thing. It's not only something, but it's a position. I mean to tell you, because Christ did something for us, it gives us a right standing before God. And you say, what's that right standing, friend? Listen, I can stand in the presence of God Almighty, just like Jesus Christ can. Do you hear me? My standing before God is permanent. My standing, I'm about to shout right now, my standing before God is unchangeable. It's unalterable. It is eternal, friend. What I am in Christ, I always will be Christ. In Christ, there was a time that I was a sinner, lost and undone, bound for a devil's hell, bound for a Christless eternity. But after April 23rd, 1974, bless God, I got a standing before God that was unalterable. Bless God, listen, I was seen before God Almighty as righteous, before God Almighty as just. In fact, before God Almighty, just like He sees His Son. And you say, how is that, preacher? Well, perfect. Glory, hallelujah. Just like there had never been any sin in me at all. Thank God, that's standing is permanent. It's eternal. Now we get standing and state mixed up, and I've not spent enough time on standing. But look, our state changes. Our standing never does. You say, preacher, I've been in West Virginia all my life. That's not the kind of state I'm talking about. But you know what I'm talking about. Like the old spiritual says, sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. Still my soul is heaven bound. Swing low, sweet chariot coming to carry me home. Bless God. We fluctuate. I mean, we're hot like Peter one day and cold like he was. At one time, at one day, God is saying to Peter, Christ is saying to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jona. And in the next moment, he's saying, get thee behind me, Satan. He wouldn't call him Peter Satan. There's a whole explanation of that, but that's what the Word of God said. We find Peter, listen, making a great declaration often and saying, where shall we go, Lord? Thou is the words of eternal life, and then standing by the fires on the day of Christ's crucifixion, swearing that he didn't know anything about this man by the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm telling you, because we have a man in glory, thank God. Because we have a man in glory, we've been declared righteous by God Almighty. Because we have a man in glory, we have access to the Creator, the God of the universe. Listen, we've got access to the Almighty God. that happened to the great I am that I have. Because, listen, we have a man in glory, and we have a peace in our heart that gives us tranquility, bless God, when the world around us is falling apart. Because we have a man in glory, and we have a standing before God that is permanent. It's unchangeable. It's unalterable. Nothing can change that, bless God, as long as Jesus lives. Because as long as He occupies that place, bless God, of majesty at the right hand of the Father. Hey, friend, listen. We've got a right standing with God. And He goes on to tell us that we can rejoice. Well, I'm rejoicing today. Sir, ma'am, if you don't have peace, come to Christ. Repent of your sin and by faith receive Christ as your Savior. You see, it's not the amount of faith that you have. You got enough faith to get saved if you just deposit it in the right place. You've been depositing it in the wrong place. In self, in religion, in a denomination, in a work you've done, place it in the work that Christ has done and it'll work for you, for God's glory and for your eternal good, because we have a man in glory. Well, glad you tuned in. Hope you're blessed. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at the same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TomAndDebbie@inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.